Too black. Too strong.
Yo, Chuck, these honey drippers are still front on us. Show them that we can do this, cause we always do this. Yeah, boy.
Bass, how low can you go?
I avoided being signed. I didn't agree to being signed back when Rick Rubin was seeking me out. But once we agreed, we said we're going to do this for the long haul, just like the Rolling Stones and the Beatles do it. Run DMC was a wonderful barometer to bring us in, and the Beastie Boys, and here we are.
Back all in, we're going to win, check it out.
Yeah, yo, come on.
Here we go again. Bring the noise.
And how do you stay inspired? I mean, when you think about the things that you were that were concerning you when you first started to now, has it changed? Is a lot still the same?
Things change every year, no matter if it's music or not. But also some things change the same. But when you pay attention, you know what changes and you know what remains the same. Musically, the thing that inspires me is all the genres that have existed way before rap music and hip-hop came along. Knowing who does what in the recording world, and Rolling Stones still do their thing. So they're doing their thing. We could do ours.
Now, though, I mean, hip-hop is the biggest. It's been proven, hasn't it, statistically, that it is the most influential art form of the century. You know, it has more impact on music that we hear today than any other form of music. Where do you feel that you fit in that, you know, in the hip-hop family now and in the impacts that it's having?
From the basis of understanding other genres and records, so this is kind of coming full circle. I just think, like, there's a lot of hip-hop artists today who are company bred as opposed to genre bred. And we're genre bred and we're craft bred, which is a big difference. I think it's a big difference between contemporary and major labels and the big business as opposed to independent. But we fight for the independence. In fact, we call the majors the devil.
Owning the masters, corp plantation, making disasters.
I was talking to the Last Poets last week because they were
okay.
They were here in Manchester, and and they were saying that so much of the style of hip hop has been appropriated, but the message has been diluted, and you know that they feel they still have to keep going to keep the message, you know, as pure as they can. Do you feel the same way?
I think the guys like the Last Poets and Public Enemy and people like that, you just want to sit down and enjoy a night of hip hop by all kinds of different ages as a cultural art form that enlightens, inspires, and still entertains. I think when it comes down to the Last Poets, they look at that has gone something, you know, kind of gone off the track. And there was a time when the Last Poets, I think, looked at hip hop and said, "Hey, this is the next level of what we were doing," and they commended it. And now they probably say, "Well, this is not really being all the best that it can be, or all the diverse that it could be, or at least the thing that really shook the world was not being used to its best advantage in the minds of the Last Poets and people like that who helped create the art form from the bottom." And it's the reason why I try to say we need curators, we need a great infrastructure that balances out all of this art form as being something that should be listened to, respected, and learned from. Not just something that's just, you know, trying to pony up yourself to a store to buy, you know.
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down.
What do you make of the people like Kanye and Jay-Z? I know you said that you'd been quite influenced by Kanye on this record, because they obviously cite you as an influence as well. I mean, do you think they are sort of good spokespeople for this generation of hip-hop artists?
I think Kanye's an artist, and I think Jay-Z's an incredible artist, and I think they've stretched the art form. I mean, there's certain things that I thought, you know, were a little bit on the okay, come on, guys, you know, like the one they did, Ends in Paris, and that was the main thing that got the highlight out of the collaboration. But that was more of a media thing than anything. I think Kanye gives 100% of what he thinks, and I think that's commendable.
I was born in a season where the world was quiet and cold. Celebrations were going on. Someone happy.
Would you say Kanye's any better than most Def or Talib Kweli? Not really. He's just the guy that's getting the most spotlight, and definitely taking advantage of it.
Happy birthday, teenage love, the first cut run deep. So long flesh, this is the Brooklyn streets. Yeah, of the eye.